Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning, we have got Jordan King, who is a PhD candidate in the Sociology Department at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Jordan. How are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm very well. How are you?
I am also very well, and I'm excited to talk to you because we're going to be talking about housing and making housing affordable and accessible and democratic, which sounds like a pretty good MO. So what is the nature of your PhD about?
Thanks. Well, Rachel, yeah, I have studied how governments have made housing policy over the last 10 years and, well, in fact, further back. So I'm interested in how we've come to be in this housing crisis. How did the system go wrong? Why has it got so bad as it has? And what do we need for a better, more humane system? And yeah, me and some other scholars have recently put together a wee kind of policy brief for the new government, which sort of sets out a direction of travel.
So what is that direction of travel? Because, of course, when you get a new government, you kind of get this, even if it's a, you know, returning sort of government, you do kind of get this reset moment, theoretically, where people can push a little bit harder for things or say, okay, it's time to look at some of the policies that have failed or things that we should be bringing in. What do you think the direction of travel, as you said, should be at the moment for housing?
Well, I mean, obviously, your listeners will know that we're in a housing crisis and a human rights crisis. You know, our housing conditions, our rates of homelessness are off the charts bad, unaffordability, escalating rents, you name it, it's poor. And we argue in our most recent work that essentially successive governments have just taken their hand off the tiller.
Mm.
They've said, we'll let the market provide housing for all citizens. But actually what we've created is a housing system which produces really different outcomes for different groups in New Zealand. So you've got one group of investors and landlords supported by our major banks who are doing really well out of the housing system and make, you know, lots of money. But we've got another group, an expanding group of New Zealanders who aren't doing very well,
mm-hmm.
Who are under financial strain, who can't get on the housing ladder, and we've seen, you know, rapid increases in homelessness. So we're saying that the state has to step back in and remake the housing system so it actually delivers housing for people, which actually starts to sound radical, but
it's wild that saying, you know, people should have houses can sound radical in many ways, isn't it? That should just be really basic.
It is. So we think there are kind of four ingredients that a government, if it really wants to get serious about making the housing system work, needs to incorporate. So one, we need to make the system so that it produces houses for people to live in, not for profit.
Right.
So that the ultimate value of a house is for people to live in. It's not an investment opportunity. We think that in order to do that, the state needs to step in. We need to build a vast amount more of public housing.
Mm-hmm.
We need the tax system to be reformed. And of course, that's been very controversial. This government has, you know, needs to be dragged sort of kicking and screaming to reform the tax system. But that's really important too. And we need to enhance the rights of renters to stop the kind of rampant increases in rents that we've been seeing and address, you know, quality issues there as well. Ultimately, we say that our housing system, as it currently is structured, isn't very democratic either.
Right.
You know, it's one in which tenants and homeless people, people under strain, their voice just simply isn't counting as much as the voice of landlords, banks, and homeowners. So, you know, the Prime Minister has said that she wants to be the Prime Minister for all New Zealanders. And I guess our message is that, you know, the real metric of that is going to be in housing.
Right.
Are they going to deliver a system which sees, you know, rents stabilises, prices come down, quality improving, and our social housing waiting lists come down? Because if that doesn't do that, then unfortunately, the government will have failed on its promises.
So it's a really interesting thing, I think, when we start to go big picture, because people who rent get you know, bogged down sometimes, I think, in all of the red tape and the conversations that happen around how what it takes to basically live in a house in New Zealand. Yeah. And when you start to go big, you know, big broad scope like this, it actually becomes a lot simpler in many ways, because it should just be, actually, it shouldn't have to be so hard to fight to live in a house. It should just be something that's there.
That's right.
We've seen struggling from successive governments in the past to actually get enough state houses built. That's been something that was criticised over the last government too. Do you think there is hope for change in this next term? Do you see a possibility of having a lot more housing built in the next 3 years?
I mean, we have to have hope because, and I'm always hopeful, because the system that we have has been, you know, created over time, and we can create a different system too. And we only have to look at New Zealand's own history. You know, our first Labour government after the Second World War built a massive state housing. It really transformed the housing landscape. And governments in the 60s and 70s right through to the 80s put supports in place to make first home buying easier, to ensure there was, you know, greater stock, and to essentially make sure that the lower income people were included in the system. So we do have historical precedent. So I'm hopeful that it can be done, but they need to have the courage and the actual vision. You know, the Labour Party likes to hark back to Michael Joseph Savage and that first Labour government, but they've really got to walk the talk now. They've got to come through and actually want to push change through. So that's the question. Will they have the appetite to do it? It can be done.
One of the things I did want to touch base on before we let you go was this idea of decolonising housing as well, which you've talked about. What does that mean for you?
Yeah, for sure. So at the moment, you know, whānau and hapū, the housing system isn't really delivering. It really fractures you know, important social connections. You know, and homelessness, when you look at the numbers, overwhelmingly Māori suffer from homelessness, from a system that isn't working for them. So part of our work in our most recent paper is saying that that's actually not okay, that to decolonize the system means that whānau and hapō will have agency and choice over their housing and what that kind of looks like, and that the state needs to be there to facilitate that decolonization kind of process. But we're talking about a really human thing. We're talking about just fractured lives and fractured communities, and how if the housing system was better, you know, Māori would have greater agency to live in ways they want to live rather than the current system.
So we're talking about, you know, multiple different kinds of housing, so not just, you know, your perfect little state house cube kind of thing, and saying this is something that works for everybody. Is this what you're saying? You're saying we have to have multiple ways of approaching housing?
Yeah, we do. We need to have housing that fits the context of contemporary New Zealand. So you're right. I mean, you know, the state houses that were built in the 40s, that isn't the society we have today. It is more complicated, but it's also exciting too, you know. But if the state was willing to explore different ways of doing things, you can make a more democratic and responsive system. You know, you can have multiple families and generations living together as whānau, for example.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, community housing that responds to Pacifica needs and things like that. So we're not in favour of one size fits all. We are in favour of a far more ambitious system where the state actually goes, you know what, we've done this so badly, we've made terrible outcomes, let's push towards a more humane one.
Hard
where
out.
People just have a place to live.
That sounds like a pretty awesome bit of research, Jordan. Thank you so much for chatting to us about it this morning. Jordan King from the Sociology Department at the University of Auckland. Have a lovely rest of your Tuesday.
Oh, and you too. Ka pai.
Ka kite.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university. And